So question is, if I've hurt someone a long time ago, and that the fact that I spoke very harshly, that hurts me now. So what can we do? There are two different things. There is learning from the past, and there is lamenting about the past. Now, lamenting about the past actually does not do anything constructive. Now, we all have committed mistakes in our lives. And if we just lament, oh, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why didn't I do that? Then that simply dissipates our energy. And that is just another trick of the mind. Well, how is it a trick of the mind? Because in the present, I can do something constructive. But if I keep thinking about the negative thing that I did in the past, I can't focus on doing something constructive right now. So lamenting means we are just thinking about it without thinking about anything practical that we can do. So if the mind is in control, then we lament. And this is actually among the three modes, it is in the mode of ignorance, tamoguna. But we can learn from the past, and we can also rectify to some extent for what we have done. That requires us to be in a calm, clear disposition. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is in the mode of goodness, sattva-guna. At that time, we think, okay, I spoke this. And why did I speak like that? Maybe something provoked me because of which I spoke like that. So usually, when we have done some, we have spoken or acted in a hurting way to others, the first thing we should do is apologize. And apologize sincerely, genuinely. And then, if some way we can rectify, that's the second thing, we should rectify. That means, you know, if by our words, not only have they been hurt, somebody else has got some misconception about them, then we can try to clarify those misconceptions. Or we can give some gift or something like that. It's not just in words, but it's also in actions. To minimize or counter the bad consequences of whatever happened. And third is correct. Correct means not just I resolve, I will not do that. But try to think of the situation over there and what made me do that at that time. If I just say, oh, I lost my temper and spoke. Okay, losing my temper is fine. But what are the circumstances that caused me to lose my temper? If I evaluate that situation, then if we understand, if I'm going on a road and I know that there is a pothole on the road. I don't think in America you have potholes. In India, on the roads, often potholes are there. So if there's a pothole on the road, now if I know in advance there's a pothole over there, then I'll take my car on the side so that I don't get a bump. So like that, you know, in the road of our life, also sometimes we hit potholes. So when we can find out, okay, these are certain situations when I tend to become a little testy, I tend to become a little touchy, grouchy, irritable, then we should ourselves be able to withdraw from that situation. Okay, I will not have any further discussion right now. I need to cool down. I need to calm down. So if we analyze and learn that way, then we will not only just a resolution, I will not speak like this, that is not enough. Trying to understand what made me speak like this and what were the circumstances under which I was, and trying to avoid that kind of pressure situations or preparing to deal with those pressure situations, that can help us to actually avoid repeating this. And all this becomes easier when we have spiritual strength. When we practice bhakti, then rather than lamenting, letting the mind go here and there and letting the mind take us here and there, we are able to actually focus calmly and think, okay, should I do this? How can I do this? And how I can improve myself? So essentially, by practicing bhakti, we can actually move towards rectifying whatever mistakes we have done in the most effective way, by apologizing, rectifying in terms of consequences, and correcting ourselves.